This painting of the Virgin and Child before a fire screen has traditionally been attributed to a painter called Robert Compin. There is no firm evidence that he painted this picture. There's no signature, no documentary evidence that this picture is actually painted from his hand. And we now believe that it may, in fact, be by a close follower of his. There is no scientific way of proving this. It's not possible to analyze the materials of the painting and show a difference between the materials here and the materials that Robert Compin himself used. It's very likely that a follower and a master would have used very similar materials and would have painted in very similar ways. All we can do is look with a very exact eye and try and detect differences in style between this painting and paintings which we firmly associate with the painter Robert Compin. And we believe that the styles are sufficiently different to differentiate between this painting and the paintings which are firmly given to Robert Compin. What are those differences? The differences that one can see most obviously are that Robert Compin himself was much more interested in volume, in trying to define the volume of which in which a figure sat, in which a figure was disposed. Here, the painter is much more interested in outline. This is a much more linear picture, a much more outlined picture. And if you put this painting alongside a portrait by Robert Compin, you can see an immediate difference in the way that the volumes and the outlines and the linear quality of the picture is handled. Nevertheless, it is an exquisite and important painting and is a key picture when we're studying the development of early Netherlandish art. What is important technically about painting of this period, and particularly the paintings of Robert Compin and Jan van Eyck, is the way that these two painters reinvented oil painting. If we believe the story of Vasari, we are told that van Eyck actually invented oil painting. Now, we know that this is not true, that oil painting had been around for many centuries. But what van Eyck and Robert Compin and their followers did was to approach oil painting in an entirely new way and get a new realism, a new appreciation of texture, and a new brilliance to their paints that simply hadn't been achievable before. And that expertise in texture and that brilliance of tone and transparency of paint is very evident in this picture. And the painter of it has inherited all Compin's expertise in the handling of oil paint. We've only to look at the fire screen itself, which forms the halo behind the Virgin's head, to see how brilliantly the painter has achieved that basket weave texture. We've only to look at the fur of her cuff, the material of her robe, the jewels on its hem, and the painting of the flesh of both the Virgin and the Child to see how expertly the oil paint has been manipulated. And very interestingly, the painter has tried to achieve daring optical effects, effects of lighting, which are not at first glance obvious. If we, for example, look at the leg of the stool on the very left-hand side of the picture, we can see that the highlight on its right-hand side is of two different colours. The lower highlight is pale and white, but the upper highlight is warm and red-coloured. And clearly the upper highlight is meant to depict reflected firelight, and the lower highlight is meant to depict reflected light from the window. Perhaps it's not actually a very accurate observation of nature, but it is still a very clever piece of visual trickery which the painter has tried to accommodate into his picture. This picture has been analysed by the National Gallery Scientific Department with a view to establishing its position in the history of oil painting. And it follows a trend that Robert Compin and Jan van Eyck began. And it consists of an underpaint of the more traditional egg tempera paint with glazes of the new and refined oil painting technique on top. And by this method, the painter has been able to achieve that miraculous translucency of paint which makes this painting so exquisite and the details so telling